Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? That's where we left things off last week. Jesus had ascended into heaven, and an angel was speaking to disciples who were standing there. And this angel was in effect saying to them, hey, you have your mission. Don't just stand there, get on with it. We have our mission from Jesus. What are we going to do about it? Kevin here likes to quote a line from the movie Shawshank Redemption. He likes to quote it an awful lot. It says, you can either get busy living or get busy dying. Well, the apostles, they got busy living. And we see that in the first reading. They started to go out and preach the good news. And they talked about God's deeds of power. Well, over the past few years, we at St. Ignatius have been getting busy living, thriving even. Sorry, trying to get to the right slide here. Sorry. Over the past few years, we have been at St. Ignatius have been getting busy living, thriving even. And this Pentecost, I want to speak about God's deeds of power here at St. Ignatius and the fruit we're seeing here. Even during this pandemic, we've grown during this time. Our Alpha has grown, our Connect groups have grown, our giving has grown. You know, we have more people watching right now live than we had coming to all our Sunday masses combined. And that's not counting the people who watch afterwards. And most importantly, we continue to see lives transformed by an encounter with the Lord. We heard about Nicholas last week in our virtual cafe. We continue to bring people to the Lord and encourage them to put Christ at the center of their lives. And God has transformed lives even now, even during this pandemic. And so they are people. Those are God's works of power. People are the fruit of all the work that we've been doing at St. Ignatius. The transformative experience of God's saving love, of his healing, his peace, his joy, his hope. When that comes into people's lives, that's what gets me excited. I love seeing people grow and change and seeing how free and happy they are when they commit to putting Jesus first in their lives. And for the last few years at Pentecost, that's when we have celebrated that. Pentecost is the birth, the beginning of the church, so it makes sense that we celebrate the church. And remember, as I said over the past few weeks, the church isn't the buildings or the institution, it is the people. So in the past, at Pentecost, I've invited people to come forward if they had a transformative experience of God's power in their lives during that past year. The reason for doing this is to celebrate God's deeds of power. And I was amazed to see that over the past few years, we have had 197 people come forward. 197. I kept score. There are no sports on right now, so I got to keep score of something. Well, this year is different. I can't ask you to get up and to make the very bold, very public step forward, at least not physically. But I still want to keep score. Because I still want to celebrate what God is doing in our midst. I still want to celebrate the deeds of power that we are experiencing here at St. Ignatius. So in a moment, I'm going to invite you to type something into the chat. I'll give you some time to open that chat up if you've got it closed or if you're casting this onto your TV. It may take a moment or two to get the chat up for you, but Shauna, who monitors the chat during the live stream from her home, she's going to keep track of this because there's a 20-second delay, and I can't see the chat. But let's just take a moment to place ourselves before God and ask for the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come into our church, into our people. Come, Holy Spirit. Now I want to ask anyone watching, if you can honestly say in the past 12 months, you have had a transformative encounter with the Lord, I'm going to ask you to wiggle your toe. It's actually the very least you can do. I'm not asking you much. Just wiggle your toe if in the past 12 months you've had a transformative encounter with the Lord. If in the past year you felt the Holy Spirit or the Father's love or Jesus' power of forgiveness, if you felt that wash over you and it's changed you in some way, if it has enabled you to forgive someone you never thought you could, if it has brought healing into your life, physical healing or emotional healing, if it's given you peace and removed a crippling fear in your life, I would love for you to not just wiggle a toe, but to raise a hand. And if you wiggled a toe and raised a hand, I'm going to ask you to go one step further and just type in Jesus is Lord into the chat. If there's more than one of you in your household and who want to say that, and just type it in twice. You know, the reading today says that no one can say Jesus is Lord without the Holy Spirit. So let's just ask for that Spirit. Once more, come, Holy Spirit. And if you can say Jesus is Lord, if you made that decision to put him at the center of your life this past year, then type in Jesus is Lord. If you had that encounter or made that decision at some point in the past, I pray that God continues to bless you. And I ask you to pray for the men and women who've taken a first step in following Jesus. Please pray in thanksgiving for the deeds of power in our midst. And if maybe you haven't made that decision, but you want to, you want to make that decision now. If you want to move God from part of your Sunday to the center of your life, if maybe you've experienced his love and his healing in some way, and you now want to acknowledge him as Lord, I just encourage you to please pray. Jesus is Lord. Jesus, I give you lordship. I give you authority. Jesus, I give you my life. And if that's you, then I encourage you as well to just write in Jesus is Lord in that chat. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you. I want to thank God for everyone. I want to thank the Holy Spirit for enabling people to write that in, to Jesus is Lord. And I want to thank all of you. And we're going to count the numbers, but more than numbers, I want to hear stories. A parish on a mission should have stories. Stories of lives transformed and people finding healing and wholeness. Stories of reconciliation and joy and service. Those stories are what get me up in the morning. Stories of God's deeds of power. You know, about a year ago, a woman I didn't know, she came up to me after Mass. She was very nearly in tears, and she kept saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. I didn't know why. And she told me this amazing story. She told me that she was saying thank you because after many years of her and her daughter not speaking, they had finally reconciled. Her daughter came to our parish and had that transformative encounter with the Lord. And immediately after, she felt this strong desire to forgive and to try and reconcile a relationship with her mother. It wasn't easy. It took boldness and courage, and it took time. But that day, her mother, who didn't live in Montreal, she came here and took the time to thank me and to thank God because she was so grateful for having her daughter back in her life. That is one amazing deed of power that God has done in our midst. You are the deeds of power. You are the fruit we have been so blessed to experience in our parish. It's your transformed life, your joy, your peace, your reconciliation, your healing, your hope is the best thing about St. Ignatius. And if you have just joined us here at St. Ignatius, I want that transformative experience of God for you. I want your life to be transformed by God. And I know God is only getting started with us here at our parish. He has so much more in store for us. For the past few years, we've been adding to our numbers. We've been bringing more people to that transformative encounter with the Lord. We've made more disciples. And we've done this in the most secular city in North America at a time when most churches are in decline. But as a result of investing in our people and trying to bring them to an encounter with Jesus, we're definitely not finished, but we have built a beautiful community here at our parish, a place of hope and support and care and beautiful, beautiful, expectant faith, of jubilant faith. And building a wonderful, nurturing community, that's great. But as I said last week, that isn't actually our goal. That's fruit that we've experienced, and it's fruit that is meant to be shared. Jesus said today, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. We need our parish to be a beautiful, shining light to our city, a beautiful example of what lives transformed by God can look like. We need a church filled with people who care deeply about their friends, who can't wait to reconnect with them every week. But we also need a parish that spurs us on to mission so that we can see that fruit multiply across our city. You know, the other day, just a couple of days ago, maybe yesterday, I can't even remember now, the other day, the Americans finally launched some astronauts into space. It had been nearly 10 years since they had manned missions. So there was an awful lot of anticipation and some apprehension. Well, it's been a long time since we as a church really decided to commit ourselves to manned missions. But I believe we are called to it. I believe that the Holy Spirit wants us to send people out. And so I want to send people to help transform other parishes so that they can help transform lives. I want missionary disciples who discern if God is asking them to go and build up wonderful, exciting, loving community in another part of our city. And I want St. Ignatius to be the launching pad for those disciples. You know, I have this dream that in the next few years, we will build a parish that is going to launch so many people into our city. I believe that St. Ignatius can light up the cross on Mount Royal so that it is the biggest, brightest symbol of our city. You know, when de Maisonneuve planted the cross on the mountain at the founding of Montreal, it was meant to be a symbol of Christ's saving love for all those who had not yet heard of God's abundant love for them. They had not heard the good news. And for years now, that cross has been a symbol of our past. I want it lit up and shining bright for everyone to see. I want it to be a symbol of our future, of what we want for all people, a transformative encounter with Jesus' saving love, with his mercy and his forgiveness. The huge cross that we have in our church, that inspires me to want the even bigger cross on Mount Royal to light up our city and draw people to live that changing encounter. I believe that we at St. Ignatius can be the launching pad to relight our community, our diocese, the city. St. Ignatius, the actual St. Ignatius of Loyola, he would often end his letters to his Jesuits with "Ite inflammate omnia," which means go, set the world on fire. I think he was echoing the traditional prayer that the church has to the Holy Spirit. It's a prayer we often use at Pentecost. The prayer is, "Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you will renew the face of the earth." You may very well think I'm a little nuts, but I believe that the parish of St. Ignatius can do exactly what St. Ignatius himself wants. We can set the world on fire with God's love. With God's love for you, God's love for me, God's love for each and everyone in our parish, and his love for all those who have never had the opportunity to have that life-changing encounter. I know how much this parish has meant to me. You, your stories, you have renewed my passion. The people of St. Ignatius, the people who've had that encounter, that has made me whole. That has renewed my desire to serve Christ and his church. And I absolutely love you for it. You know, that woman who came up to me after Mass that year ago to say, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." She has no idea how much I need to thank all of you. I'm so grateful to God for each and every one of you. I'm so grateful to God for my parish. I've been so blessed. And I want everyone across our city and beyond to know that same grateful love that I have. Because it is so powerful. It can change hearts. God has done deeds of power. God is doing deeds of power right here. And we can transform lives by bringing people to an encounter with the God of all power. By doing that, we have transformed our parish. You have transformed me. I believe we can transform our church. We can transform our city. We can transform the world. We can set the world on fire. Men and women of St. Ignatius of Loyola Parish, why do you stare up to heaven? What are you waiting for? Go and set the world on fire.